Hello, this is Hajar Soleimani. Welcome to my podcast, Engilisi Bikelas. In this episode, you're listening to High Intermediate 2, Unit 8, Grammar and Context, page 88. Let's go directly to the topic. There are three questions here. What are your favorite hobbies and pastimes? Do you have enough time to pursue the pastimes you really enjoy? What does pursue mean? It means follow. Do you think that TV watching is passive or not? What does passive mean here? Someone who is passive accepts things that happen to them or things that people say to them without taking any action. Let me give you some examples. She seems to take a very passive role in the relationship. It is also good that you learn another adjective, impassive, with IM at the beginning. It means not showing any emotion. For example, her passive face showed no reaction at all. And pay attention to the word pastime. It is a noun, and it is countable. You see plural S is added to the end of it. What does it mean? It means hobby. Reading was her favorite pastime. Do you write it like two words or like a single word? It is a single word. Now try to answer these three questions. I read the passage to you paragraph by paragraph and then I'll analyze the text. Do you really enjoy being a couch potato? A husband and wife come home from work exhausted and stressed out. They don't feel like preparing a real dinner, so they pop something in the microwave. Then they sit down on the couch for an evening of being mesmerized by the TV set. Hours later, after having fallen asleep, they wake up and stumble off to bed. Each day they continue to do the same thing. Get up, go to work, come home, grab a bite, then sit down and vegetate in front of the TV set. Does this sound like you? If so, are you satisfied with your existence? Isn't there more to life than being a couch potato? Have you heard the expression couch potato before? Do you know what that means? My Longman dictionary says, couch potato, which is countable, is someone who spends a lot of time sitting and watching television. What does the word exhausted mean? It means extremely tired, worn out, W-O-R-N, out. There's another adjective here, stressed or stressed out. It is informal, as my Longman dictionary says, and it doesn't come before a noun. And it means so worried and tired that you cannot relax. The example is, I always eat when I'm feeling stressed. And pop something in the microwave means put it quickly. Mesmerized is an adjective. The verb is mesmerize. The American English spelling ends in I-Z-E, but the British English spelling ends in I-S-E. As a verb, it means captivate. If you're mesmerized by someone or something, you cannot stop watching them or listening to them because they're so attractive or have such a powerful effect. For example, the first time I saw Diane, I was mesmerized by her beauty. Stumble off to bed means almost fall into bed. Grab a bite. Grab for food means to get some food or sleep quickly because you're busy. For example, why don't you go and grab some sleep? Or hang on while I grab a cup of coffee. Or let's grab a bite to eat before we go. And vegetate means to live without doing much physical or mental activity and to feel bored as a result. Now, what gerunds do you find in this paragraph? They don't feel like preparing. After feel like, what form of the verb do we use? We use a gerund. And an evening of being mesmerized. It is gerund, and is it active voice or passive voice? It is passive voice. And having fallen asleep, having plus past participle, when do we use that? We use this structure to emphasize that something happened before something else. And being a couch potato, is it active or passive? It is active voice. And why is a gerund used here? Because we need a noun here, and by adding ing to the verb, we can make it turn it into a gerund which functions as a noun. Next paragraph. Some people apparently don't think so. In their recent book, Time for Life, researchers John Robinson and Jeffrey Gottbee state that the average amount of time that people in the United States have to devote to leisure activities is actually increasing. While this may sound unlikely, Robinson and Gottbee claim that Americans now spend almost 40 hours a week doing leisure time activities, and something similar may be true all over the industrialized world. Here's what Robinson and Gottbee say are the top 5 leisure activities among Americans. Watching television at 15 hours a week is by far the most popular. Number 2 on the list is socializing, 6.7 hours a week. Number 3 at 4.4 hours weekly is home communication. Reading at 2.8 hours a week ranks number 4, and number 5 on the list, engaging in hobbies, comes in at 2.7 hours a week. Judging from these statistics, we might conclude that many Americans seem to enjoy being couch potatoes. Now, if you want to spend your leisure time channel surfing, that's your choice. There are, however, many rewarding pursuits out there. With all the extra leisure time that we supposedly have, it behooves us to know how to spend it interestingly. Here are 3 of the more unusual and interesting popular hobbies. Apparently means obviously, clearly. Leisure, or leisure as pronounced in British English, is an uncountable noun which means time when you're not working or studying and can relax and do things you enjoy. We have leisure time, leisure activity, leisure facilities. And let me teach you an expression. If you do something at your leisure, you do it slowly and without hurrying. Come round for lunch and then we can discuss it at leisure. And what does state mean? It means to formally say or write a piece of information or your opinion. So, can we say state is a formal word? Yeah. For example, the witness stated that he had not seen the woman before. And devote as a verb? To use all or most of your time, effort, etc. in order to do something or help someone. A synonym for that is dedicate. And please pay attention to the verb increase. As a verb, we pronounce it increase, but as a noun, we pronounce it increase. The stress falls on the first syllable. And have a look at this paragraph and answer my question. What is the form of the verb that goes after spend? Spend your money or your time doing something. Gerund. And what does socialize mean? To spend time with other people in a friendly way. The British spelling is S-O-C-I-A-L-I-S-E, not I-Z-E. Channel surfing or channel hopping, when you change from one television channel to another, only watching a few minutes of any program. And by far means by a large amount or degree. Used to say how great a change or a difference is. Pursuit as a noun has 3 meanings in my dictionary, and one of them is, which is a formal word, an activity such as a sport or hobby which you spend a lot of time doing. For example, pursuits such as swimming and tennis. And rewarding as an adjective means making you feel happy and satisfied because you feel you're doing something useful or important, satisfying, worthwhile. Supposedly is an adverb used when saying what many people say or believe is true, especially when you disagree with them. For example, Anne is coming for a visit in March, supposedly. Okay, it behoves somebody to do something. It is a formal expression which is used to say that someone should do something because it is right or necessary or it will help them. Next paragraph. Roller coasting has become so popular that there's even an organization called ACE, American Coaster Enthusiasts, that is dedicated to preserving, appreciating, and enjoying roller coasters. The precursors of roller coasters originated in Russia as ice slides built high into the air, and the first actual mechanical roller coasters were also constructed in Russia. From there, the idea migrated to Paris, where a kind of roller coaster with wheels was built in 1804. Eventually, the roller coaster made its way to the United States, with more and more coasters being built until Depression times. Then they began to fall out of fashion and many were torn down. It was not until the 1950s, with Walt Disney's opening of the first Disneyland, that roller coasters began to make a comeback. Now they're being built at breakneck speed. Marie Miller, a member of ACE, now in her 80s, is a major enthusiast. She figures she's ridden on most of the roller coasters in the United States, saying, "There was a time when I rode every wooden coaster in the United States, Canada and Mexico, but I can't keep up with them. One thing's certain, I'll never stop riding until I'm in my grave." Here, roller coasting is a gerund which functions as the subject of the sentence. Is the structure being built in with more and more coasters being built until Depression times active or passive? And here, in with Walt Disney's opening of the first Disneyland, after apostrophe S for possession, we need a noun. And here we have a gerund which functions as a noun. And here in the last line, we have "I'll never stop writing." You know, after certain verbs such as stop, we can use either a gerund or an infinitive, but the meaning will be different. You know what roller coasting is. You can look at a photo or you can just Google it for images. This organization is dedicated to. What is the preposition after dedicated? To, and what does it mean? Devoted to. What does preserve mean? To save something or someone from being harmed or destroyed. For example, will the Earth's population stop growing in time to preserve its ecosystem? Precursor is a formal word. Countable means something that happened or existed before something else and influenced its development. And the prepositions which go after precursor are of and to. For example, a precursor of modern jazz. Do you see depression with capital D here? Yeah. Does it have a special meaning? Yes. In the UK, US, and some other countries, a period during the late 1920s and early 1930s where there were very few jobs and a lot of poverty because the economy was so bad. Fall out of fashion. Is something that falls out of fashion popular? No, it's not popular any longer. Make a comeback means? Yes. Become popular again. And at breakneck speed, breakneck is an adjective and it means at dangerously fast speed or at dangerously fast pace. And a member of AC now in her 80s, so how old is she? She's somewhere between 80 to 90. Keep up with them, manage to do as well as them. Another fascinating pastime is orienteering, a combination of map reading and cross-country skiing or running. Orienteers are given a map that shows where a set of control points are located. They try to follow the map by interpreting it carefully and using a compass to plot their course. Each time they succeed in finding a control point, they stamp a card that validates their having completed that part of the game. The sport is competitive. Participants get a starting time and have a prescribed time period for locating all the control points. Orienteering has become extremely popular. Why? There are several reasons. It's interesting and healthy. You get the chance to enjoy the outdoors. Best of all, it taxes both your physical strength and your mental acumen. My dictionary says orienteering is a sport in which people have to find their way quickly across an area in the countryside that they do not know using a map and a compass. Interpreting a map means reading a map. Plot their course means mark their course on a map. Can you explain the structure here? They stamp a card that validates their having completed that part of the game. They're having completed that part of the game. The explanation for that is given in note 4, page 93. Competitive means determined or trying very hard to be more successful than other people or business. It's related to competition. Tax as a verb. Tax somebody's patience, tax somebody's strength. To make someone have to work hard or make an effort. Acumen is a noun and it is uncountable. It means the ability to think quickly and make good judgments. Next paragraph, the last paragraph. Then there's letterboxing, a hobby that is like a combination of orienteering and treasure hunting. It began in England in 1854 when an English gentleman put his calling card, a little like today's business card, into a bottle and left it on the bank of a pond. Someone else found it and contacted him, and from this, the hobby sprang up. What happens is this. People put a notebook and a rubber stamp in a bottle, the letterbox, and they provide special clues for finding the bottle. Participants have to follow the clues by hiking in certain sections of the English countryside until they finally locate the letterbox and stamp their notebook. For some aficionados, letterboxing is so enjoyable that it's become a way of life. Alright, what does treasure mean? In my Longman dictionary, treasure has three different meanings. The first meaning is a group of valuable things such as gold, silver, jewels, etc. Treasure can also refer to someone who is very useful or important to you, but it's informal. And treasure hunting is a game in which you have to find something that has been hidden by answering questions that are left in different places. On the bank of a pond, do you know that bank has 9 definitions on my Longman dictionary? And the second meaning is land along the side of a river or lake. And pond, you can image search it. A small area of fresh water that is smaller than a lake, either natural or artificial. And do you know contact can be both a noun and a verb with the same pronunciation, of course? And spring up, to suddenly appear or start to exist. For example, fast food restaurants are springing up all over town. And aficionado or aficionado of something, someone who is very interested in a particular activity or subject and knows a lot about it. Here comes the last paragraph. These are just 3 examples of captivating pastimes. Why are they all so popular? One principal reason is that they're basically active, not passive. Aficionados of these hobbies get out and act rather than passively sitting in front of the TV screen. Suppose that some future time we start engraving on our tombstone not only the names and the dates of people's births and deaths, but also their hobbies and accomplishments, which would look better on a gravestone. John L. Doe Couch Potato or John L. Doe Orienteer. Captivating is a very attractive and interesting thing in a way that holds your attention, for example, like captivating smile. Principal means most important, main, and pay attention to the spelling, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L. There's a noun with the same pronunciation, principal, with a different spelling, and also it's not an adjective, it is a noun and a different meaning, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E. The first meaning is a moral rule or belief about what is right and wrong that influences how you behave. So don't confuse them. Suppose or imagine, to think that something is probably true based on what you know. Engrave, to cut words or designs on metal, wood, and glass. And tombstone, a stone that is put on a grave and shows the dead person's name, dates of birth, and death. And a synonym for that is gravestone. And finally, accomplishment. Accomplishment means achievement. Something successful or impressive that is achieved after a lot of effort and hard work. That's the end of this episode you just listened to on my podcast, İngilizce Bir Kelas. Goodbye. Good luck.